Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Brad Pieron and I am a missionary here at Damascus where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of Luke chapter 2 verses 36 through 40. Here's how that reads. There was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Let's set the stage for this gospel for a moment. Mary and Joseph have brought their newborn baby Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. I can't help but to be amazed at the humility of the Lord when I read about the presentation. That Jesus, as God, became a baby to be presented back to his Father in heaven, the Father whom he left in order to be with us in the flesh. What an amazing act of humility, right? And Mary and Joseph, with this same humility, bringing the child Jesus, the child they know to be the Son of God, to the temple to present him to the Father in heaven. What an amazing scene. And in the temple, you have the prophetess Anna. And Anna is 84, right? 84 years old. And Anna hasn't had the easiest life, as we read, right? That she actually was only married to her husband for 7 years before he passed. But the moral of the story of Anna is perseverance. Friends, we're called to persevere. Anna, after losing her husband, didn't run from the Lord. She ran to the Lord. She didn't give up. She gave in to the promptings of the Lord that brought her into the temple where she would be day and night. Could you imagine spending day and night in prayer and fasting? Our religious brothers and sisters who are listening to this, maybe you know it better than all of the rest of us, but how amazing that is, that she would spend all of her time in the temple with prayer and with fasting. And it was in this perseverance that she was able to recognize the child Jesus. It was because she persevered in prayer, she persevered in fasting. It was because of this perseverance that she was able to recognize the moment that would change everything. And that's true in our lives, right? That when we persevere through the difficult times in life, when we persevere in what we're being asked to do by the Lord, when we persevere, our eyes are opened to newfound realities. Our eyes are more quick to see what is unfolding in front of us. And Anna sees in this family the holiness that was to constitute the family that would bring forth the Savior of the world. It says in the scripture that she never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, as soon as she saw the child, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. She knew the Redeemer because she persevered. And that's true in our day today, brothers and sisters. When we persevere, we are able to see the Redeemer before us. We are able to see the hope that is set before us in the person of Jesus, in this Christmas season, specifically in the child Jesus. He wants to bring us into his reality, a reality of unity with the Father. In the same way that Jesus was presented to his Father in the temple that day, he wants to present us back to his Father through his work of mercy, love, and forgiveness. That's the good news of Christmas. That's the good news of the gospel. That's the good news of the scripture here before us today. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, verses 36 through 40. Again, my name is Brad Pieron. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless and Merry Christmas.